Welcome to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryant with my buddy Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly.
Hey, hey.
And it is Saturday. It is our show airs every Saturday at 7 o'clock, so definitely tune in. And we won't be going anywhere, so you know, hopefully you're not either. Hopefully you're going to tune in and check us out every single Saturday. What do you think, Rod?
Yeah, hopefully you've got the time, 7 o'clock Saturday night, to tune in. If not, we can get that to you via our website, worshipfactory.net. And you can check out the podcast. But, yes, try to catch it live. Let people know that it's on. It just makes it kind of fun. And there's lots of shows that KKLA is putting on around our program
Absolutely.
That are also great shows. So tune that in.
Worship Factory. I often wonder, you know, last night I was sitting there praying, and I thought, my goodness, Lord, what is Worship Factory? What do we do that may be different than another website, like a Facebook or a Twitter or MySpace? And I think the difference is we're a resource. I mean, one thing that really came to me is that we want to provide lessons and opportunities and things that people are looking for. Maybe you're looking for an agent, and how do I do that? I remember my days back in Chicago and walking down the streets of Chicago trying to get an agent, and how do I do that? It's a catch-22, a lot of people think, but you can get it done. It is done all the time. People do get agents, believe it or not. It's a little harder in L.A. It's a little more difficult. It is L.A., the entertainment capital of the world. But if you're wherever you are, wherever you're at in your life or your walk, and you're looking for an agent, you can do that. Also, headshots, we can provide that, and we're looking for services online. So one thing that's a little bit different than our major thing that's different than, say, MySpace or Facebook is you're actually a resource. Not only are we a social networking at worshipfactory.net, which is for network, but we also are talking about the agency and how do I write a song, and maybe we get a chance to get connected. And, you know, like Monique, as far as her gifts of music, and she also teaches piano lessons, which is pretty amazing. So you can find her
really
behind the keys.
Beginners. I teach beginners. Well, and the other thing I just wanted to shout out about our site, the difference is it's a place to feel encouraged. We're out there rooting for you and praying for you, and we just want you to feel loved and encouraged. And it's not just a place to say, hey, how you doing, but to not only take advantage of the resources that are there, but to encourage one another and being that salt and the light wherever you are.
And a lot of people are trying to catch magic. We understand that. You want to act. You want to record. You want to be out there. You know as well as I do that it's about connecting, right?
Exactly. It's all about who you know.
Right. You got to network. You got to connect. Well, in the business, that means you got to kiss somebody or you got to do something right to get to that point.
Right.
And we're saying we want to create a new bridge.
A healthy way to get it accomplished.
There's people out there. And so I'd say to our listeners, if you've got something you can provide, a service, you are a studio, you give lessons, you have something you want to provide, that's a resource that we want to know about, we want to try to provide.
Right. There's a place on the website where you can list, I'm a sound designer, I'm a dancer, I'm a writer. So list all the aspects that you want to put out there, list them so people can take advantage of this social networking, encouraging resource creation.
Yeah, it's amazing how difficult it is, often how difficult it is to be, we talk about isolation as an artist, and I just can't stress enough, there is hope and there is opportunity and there is encouragement and there is enlightenment. I mean, we can find it through the scriptures, but we can also find it within each other as the body of Christ. I think it's so critical that we support one another. I mean, without a doubt, and you may be the top of your game, as we've talked about many times. You may be looking for some place just to go record. Maybe you're going into the studio to do a new video that you need a studio out there to go in and shoot your video. Maybe you're looking for a DP to actually, to be able to DP your project if you're looking for something to shoot. So we want to offer that to you to make sure that you can go in. And if you are one of those qualified people that do teach those classes or do have those lessons or do have those capabilities, to please post it on your social networking part of worshipfactory.net. It is so it's so amazing what's happening, Rod. It's so incredible what's happening.
Yeah, and I want to tag on to that, the idea of pay it forward. A lot of times, especially in this industry, you got to pay for something. People want you to cough up some money before they even do anything for you. And we want to promote the idea, especially in the Christian community, that I have a service I can provide. There's something I can do, and then something that you can provide for me, and we don't exchange money. And it's the idea that we really can help each other, and that's why we want people to connect and promote what each other is doing.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5. I'm Kempton with Rod and Monique. And please get connected. Go to Worship Factory. Get signed on. It's free. It's free. Totally free. Doesn't cost a penny.
Wow.
Not out of your pocket. 1 cent. Pretty cool.
That's amazing. Now, we got some stuff coming up. Worship on the Lawn coming up June 5th. This is really cool. You can bring your your blanket, your picnic basket, and as I got to remind you every time I say it, leave your bottle of wine.
No bottle of wine.
Sorry, this is not the one. This is worship on the lawn, you know. And we were going to call it worship on the grass, but that said the wrong thing.
We went
to way to think twice about that one. This isn't a Dead concert, a Grateful Dead concert, by the way.
So that's going to be June 5th, a little church out at Santa Cruz called His Way Community Church. There's a great space out there, and you can spread out and enjoy it. We're going to have, for our first concert, the Sky Pilot, a group from Australia. So this is going to be a good event.
From the land down under, Steve Grace's son, it's Jordan, which is pretty cool. Come check them out, two guys that are trying to break into the American music scene, Christian contemporary music scene, doing pretty well over in Australia, into their homeland. But we're just going to bring them over here and have a good day out on the grass, or out on the lawn, I should say.
Easy.
Get us in trouble, boys.
You know, I'm so excited, too, about our today's guest in the next segment, which is Carmen Twilley.
And can I just say?
No.
Come on now.
Go ahead.
All right. If you have to, Monique, go ahead.
This next guest that we have on today, if everyone knew all the credits she has been a part of, if she were, like, on screen to all the credits she's ever done, like, everyone would be stopping her for autographs. She's amazing. And I just wanted to say, you know, we were talking about encouraging one another, and I have been encouraged by this woman. She has pulled me aside, and I've shared my heart's desire with her, and she has been one of those encouragers in my life where she's like, Neek, she calls me Neek. She says, Neek. Your day's coming. You just hunker down. God will provide. I love this woman. So she's another example that I'm just so glad that we have her on the show, because she's the example of someone in the industry who has taken time to invest and inspire and encourage me personally. So I'm excited to have her on.
Some of you may remember The Circle of Life, which is one of Carmen's songs that, through that little movie Lion King, which is, I don't know, just may have done a little bit at the box office. I'm not real sure. One of the Disney pictures of all time, probably one of the best pictures of all time, and one of those songs, probably without a doubt, that anybody out there, whether you're old or young, probably remembers that song as good as any other song that's in the market today or in any feature film that's ever been out, without a doubt.
It's great. I want to say thank you to our guest from last week, Lisa. What a blessing.
Yeah.
That was tremendous. And the scripture that stuck in my mind, I got to throw this out there. Listeners, you may not have heard it. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. That has just stuck in my mind for a week. Mm-hmm. Can't get it out. Mm. What a great thing.
Yeah, she's done some great work. And also she reminded us about, if you do have a house or a home, or if you has a home that's open to artists that are coming to the air for the for American Idol or one of the other contestant game shows, I mean, I think it'd be interesting to get a hold of her. You can get a hold of her Kingdom assignment, and you can also get a hold of her at goservesomeone.org. And just check her out and get involved with what she's doing, because so often, you know, the families that to these artists that come into town that are isolated from their kids or their family or their ones that do have children or their wife, husband, spouse, whatever significant other, they really need some place for them to stay while they're in town. So if you could help out with that, too, that'd be great.
And Lisa's on our
website.
Yeah. Yes. She's one of the members there. So that's
where's that at? Where's the website
resource
at?
Worship Factory.
Worshipfactory.net. That's a great place to go.
Oh, yeah. Network. Get connected. Yes. We're so moved by what God is doing in our life and the calling on our lives. You know, this isn't about Rod and Monique and I. This is about you as creatives and what God has called you to do. So often we forget about the creative calling in our life, and I think that we've got to remind ourselves all the time that we are called to creativity by the Creator, and I think we've got to look at what that means in our life and make sure that we're doing what He's called us to do.
Yeah. Remind you that we are on KKLA 99.5 FM. You're listening to Worship Factory. And the point to that is that we got to kind of think outside of the box. God made us uniquely, specially, and with great purpose. But sometimes we get to thinking inside the box and we think too small. For instance, creativity is not just about writing a song or drawing a picture. I happen to know somebody who's involved in creating a new software. It's very innovative. I can't tell you what it is because it's super secret, but it's very creative what they're doing. So it's even the business community that we want to reach out to, those that are innovating in different ways. That's all part of what God has given, and we want to celebrate that on our website.
Right. I've seen God do new things, and He's all about creating new life in us. And that's a huge part of creativity, is just creating new things, and God's the source of that.
You know, again, we're so excited about having our next guest on, Carmen Twilley from The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, and we are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. Now a little bit of John Stratton, little Johnny Strat. We're going to take you out with that. We'll be right back with Worship Factory.
Standing on your rooftop waiting for the rain, watching all the pretty people try to find a way. Then you whispered in my ear, my different from the rest. I said, love, put more to the test. You are more than a star. Took a turn like people tend to change. So we stepped inside and watched the weather rearrange.